I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Outrage is growing over Israel's bombardment of Gaza and the civilian death toll. Israel still insists there will be no ceasefire until Hamas frees all hostages. The BBC's Yoland Nell reports from Jerusalem.
This war is continuing very intensely. What we've heard from the Israeli military, that it's now effectively cut the Gaza Strip into two halves, that it has that much control on the ground as it's continuing, it says, to battle Hamas fighters.
The main Palestinian telecom provider says services are coming back in parts of the Gaza Strip after another outage yesterday. In Turkey, police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse hundreds of protesters at an air base where U.S. troops are stationed. This morning, Secretary of State Blinken arrived for talks a day after making an unannounced visit to the West Bank, where he met with the head of the Palestinian Authority. CBS News has confirmed CIA Director William Burns is also in the Middle East. Former President Trump will be front and center at court in New York City today. He's scheduled to take the witness stand at his civil fraud trial. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
There is some risk to President Trump's testimony, but he is prepared to take that risk. This is a civil trial and not a criminal case, which means that the judge could infer that Trump is guilty of fraud if he remains silent. Trump is also used to big rallies and social media rants where he tends to exaggerate. In a court of law, he's under oath.
Mr. Trump's former attorney John Eastman is speaking out about the memo he wrote, arguing for former Vice President Mike Pence to stop the 2020 election certification process. Eastman tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
We did nothing wrong, and it's important to counteract the false narratives on that because all of my actions were designed to investigate illegality in the election to see if they had an impact.
Eastman, Mr. Trump, and 17 others were charged with election tampering in Georgia. Eastman could also face disbarment. Reps for the striking Hollywood actors are mulling over a new offer. CBS's Kenny Choi.
Studios presented SAG-AFTRA members with what they're calling the best and final offer. The proposal includes more residual bonuses for popular streaming shows and protections on AI.
Buy your kids snacks in a pouch. There's another recall. CBS's Matt Piper.
Some fruit pouches for kids are being recalled for possible lead poisoning. The USDA says at least 7 children in 5 states have gotten sick so far from cinnamon applesauce and other fruit puree pouch products.
S&P futures are up 8. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you're like me, age 65 or older, congratulations. By today's standards, we shouldn't be alive. We didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose. We played outside all day and got cut up and broke bones. We rode in cars that didn't have seatbelts, let alone airbags. We did things that people today wouldn't dream of. But that doesn't mean we're invincible. These days, we have doctor appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. That's why there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your health care into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. We even have coaches to help you with diabetes, hypertension, and weight management. And for non-emergencies, someone is always available to speak with at any time during the day or night, no matter what your health issue is. Teladoc Health offers everything needed to live healthier ever after. Learn more at TeladocHealth.com. That's TeladocHealth.com.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new survey finds almost 3/4 of water samples drawn across Wisconsin last year were contaminated with PFAS chemicals. Scientists with the state sampled 450 private wells that reach no deeper than 40 feet. It's the first time Wisconsin sampled shallow groundwater away from large communities or PFAS cleanup and investigation sites. Most of the wells had PFAS concentrations lower than both state DNR and federal EPA. EPA standards. Wisconsin could get $229 million from Washington to help pay to keep children in daycare. It's part of an emergency request the Biden administration is making to Congress after pandemic daycare funding ran out at the end of September. The Wisconsin legislature rejected Governor Evers' special session on child care this fall. After that, Evers released $170 million in emergency funding. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers hold on to beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Rams 20-3 at Lambeau Field. The turning point of the game may have come in the fourth quarter when defensive back Jaire Alexander deflected a deep pass intended for Cooper Kupp but was picked off by Packers rookie safety Anthony Johnson.
The quarterback was looking one way. I broke that way. Ja came out of nowhere, tipped it up, caught it.
I asked Jaire about the defense holding the Rams to just 3 points in the game.
Probably should have held them to zero, but, it is exciting to see just 3 points. You know, you can win a lot of games like that.
Up next, the Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Nets in Brooklyn. Tip-off time tonight in the Barclays Center at 6:30. The Bucks' Bobby Portis says at 3-2, things are coming along, but you've got to remember, the players are human, not video game characters.
When you put teams together, 5-6 new faces, it's going to take time to gel. This ain't 2K, you feel me? This is real life.
Whisper. Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board on this beautiful Friday. First Friday in November. TGIF, happy to have you along with us in hour number two of the big show. That's right, we are now noon until two on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up at 2 o'clock, our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct will be in with more fine programming, more information, taking you to the front lines of history being made directly after our program. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, the 50 funniest moments of Airplane the movie. Of course, the producers and director, the Zucker brothers, David and Jerry Zucker from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And so on the 50th anniversary of the movie, you're going to look back at Airplane the movie, the 50, we'll give you the top five at least, funniest moments. Also, I'll give you a question of what's worse, and also a little sports preview and board game of the week. That's coming up in this hour. Right now, I want to finish up on the issue that we talked about last hour, which is trying to put the Israeli-Hamas war in a more local context. Again, we're not going to fix or solve the Mideast problems here in Wisconsin between you and I. But what I'm trying to put it into context is make us think about our friends and neighbors. And so the question I've been asking, which I don't think we've got anybody who actually answered it yet, is if your house of worship or community center, Lutheran, Methodist, Catholic, Sikh, Islam, or Jewish, were surrounded by or the front of the building was by protesters protesting against you, how would you feel? Because that's what happened here in Madison in the Hillel House building, home to 4,000 Jewish students. Now, they don't all live there, but that's where they kind of center around as their community center. Some do live there. How would you feel about this if it were your faith being attacked? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We started off with Gary in Sussex before the break. We were running up against the clock, so Gary, apologize for that. Thank you for holding through the break. Gary, why don't you just go ahead and finish there, make the point you wanted to make on that subject.
Okay, thank you very much. You know, as a conservative, I really like listening to you. You're very polite. You let me get my stuff out without interrupting me. And you know, you say, hey, you know, it's your opinion. And I agree. I have an opinion. You have an opinion. On this one, I think we agree 100%. But back to what I was saying before, they took a survey and they said 85% of people in the United States believe that Israel is right, what's going on, and Hamas is, and then 15% is wrong. Now, they also did a survey. They said between the ages of 18 and 25, that's young people, college age, they're the 15% that believe that Hamas is right. And so as a conservative most of my life, not always. I was liberal years ago, but I turned into conservative when Ronald Reagan became president. I've been called a Nazi many times. Okay, now, who are the Nazis? The Nazis now are these young college-age kids that are going to these liberal Ivy League schools, and that a lot of these professors that are teaching them are messing their minds up. And now this is just my opinion now, Todd, so I'm sure. Can I ask you a question before?
I agree with you that there are certain people or students at some of these universities who may fall into the category. I don't know that I would go so far as to call anyone a Nazi unless they have a swastika or given the salute and want genocide or what have you. But I get your point. But could we at least agree and say that is not reflective of every college student? I mean, I saw a lot of college students at the pro-Israel rally here in Madison this last week. So I don't think it's indicative of all young people. Certainly there is a segment. Can we agree on that?
Oh, 100%. 100% I agree. You know, you and I and your callers, we agree on what's going on. This is what I would do. If I was a president of the United States, I would just go out there and I'd say, okay, fine. I would talk to Netanyahu. And I would sit there and say, look, put an olive branch out there and say, release all of the hostages. And after you release all the hostages, then we will talk. Mm-hmm. But until you release every one of them, every single one of them, we're going to come in there and we're going to find you. We're going to kill you. Because the fact is that their leaders of Hamas went out there and said yesterday on the radio in whatever it was translated, and he said, "We will never stop until every last Jew is killed."
Yeah, okay? we read that quote from the
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And the thing is, an eye for an eye. Yes, I understand that's, you know, what is fair. But the fact is, you'd have to eliminate these people until they're gone, because they will never stop. They will never stop, Todd.
And I want to make it clear my position. You could have your position. My position is eliminating Hamas. So I certainly don't believe in eliminating every single Palestinian, because there are a lot of Palestinians who are innocent in all this. But it's the Hamas folks who need to be rooted out, because you can't. I don't believe you can move forward with a two-state solution while one side believes that the other should be annihilated. I mean, you just can't negotiate that. You know, so you can't.
Todd, when we were at war in Germany, we were not at war with the German people. We were at war with the Nazis.
Exactly.
Not the German people. They were our friends.
Right.
And the fact is, Israel is not at war with the Palestinians. They're at war with the Nazi Hamas, you know, and Hezbollah.
Right.
So that's all I want to say. And Todd, thank you for holding me over. I appreciate you letting me get my stuff out.
Sure. No, I always appreciate it, Gary. You know, like I said, we might not always agree, but I appreciate your dialogue and I appreciate your perspective.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Have a good day, Gary. Appreciate all the phone calls. Appreciate the texts in this as well. Here's someone texting in, Steve from Milwaukee. So I have a question. Why, if the Palestinians are going to are getting carpet bombed, can't they revolt against Hamas to end the carnage? That's actually a great question. And it's a complex answer, but the simple answer, and this is something that actually former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who served in the U.S. Army and served abroad, deployed, has asked the same thing. Look, a lot of Hamas have been killed. There are a lot of weapons laying around. Why don't the Palestinians rise up and attack Hamas interior? And my guess is there are probably some that have. But when your entire world is crumbling around you, you know, part of it is just survival, right? Survival first, and then trying to attack Hamas from within. But I think it's a great question, Steve. I think it's a great perspective.
Yeah, especially if these people are being told, like, all right, there's humanitarian aid coming. You'll be able to exit south. Mm. And then whether or not that happens, they at least thought they could.
Right. And again, I'm going to defer to the Biden administration. I'm going to defer to Anthony Blinken. I'm going to defer to the State Department. And according to them, not all the numbers that Hamas or Palestine has been releasing are accurate, number one. Number two, there are reports, again, not via a news organization, but via the U.S. government, that there are some humanitarian supplies which are being held in the hands of Hamas, not allowing them to get to the Palestinian people. So that's another issue. I want to tell you just before the next break here, we're going to come back, we're going to lighten things up a little bit. But I want to get very callous for a second. And I want to talk about the political implications of this here at home. I was talking to Mr. Zomers about this over the break. I think, and again, I'm a former 30-year Republican. I left the party in 2011. I voted straight Democratic since 2012. And I plan to, I'm voting for Joe Biden in 2024. I'm voting for Tammy Baldwin. By the way, if you're in Richland Center, Wisconsin, you get about 15 minutes. Senator Baldwin is in Richland Center today. She is going to be at the Richland County Democratic headquarters located at 900 North Main Street around 1:30. So about 15 minutes from now, she's going to be giving a speech. And the great thing is you do not have to be a giver to the Democratic Party. You don't have to be a contributor. Don't even have to be a Democrat. That this is open to the community. So anybody in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland County in particular, you can head on down to the Richland County Democratic headquarters at 900 North Main Street in about 15, 20 minutes. Senator Baldwin will be there. And this is the kind of leadership we need to have representatives, senators go out into their constituency and talk with their constituents. To have open dialogue. And look, we're not always going to agree. Probably a healthy thing, quite frankly. But at least you have your U.S. senator out in the rural parts of the state talking to real people. So if you're in Richland County at 1:30, about 15 minutes from now, go down and talk to Senator Baldwin. But here's the thing. So take it or leave it, right? I'm a former Republican. But I hope that Democrats, the Democratic Party, is very careful on this issue of Israel. And be very careful, just like I've spoken out about the election of 2020 and being factual about that. I hope that people are factual about what's happening in Israel right now. Hamas is a terrorist organization. That is indisputable. And if there's an alternative narrative to that by Democrats, by left-wing progressive Democrats in particular, if you think that that's going to sell politically in the 3rd District of Wisconsin, you are sorely mistaken. And I hope that Democrats understand that being an ally of Israel has been, again, Hamas was declared a terrorist organization under Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton, we heard the cut from her, we've heard it a couple of times, saying that Israel tried to bring peace. And Hamas has continued to destroy that. Look, it's fine to speak out against humanity or speak in favor of humanitarian efforts. I'm for that. It's fine, as we heard at the top of the news, for Joe Biden to say, look, there need to be pauses to bring in humanitarian relief, to let out Palestinians who want to leave. That's all great. I support that. But you start going down this narrative that somehow, just like when Donald Trump stood in Charlotte, North Carolina, and said of the Ku Klux Klan people, well, there are many fine people on both sides. No, there aren't. There are no fine people in the Ku Klux Klan. There are not. There are no fine people in Hamas. There aren't. And I will continue to speak out to pursue the truth wherever it may lead. We're going to come back and lighten things up. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. A little breaking news for you, courtesy of our news partners at CBS News. Breaking news right now, the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, has agreed to hear a case involving a Trump-era ban on bump stocks for firearms. So I guess you never know. But we'll see where it goes. But at least it's going before the Supreme Court. According to CBS News, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case involving a Trump-era ban on bump stocks for firearms. We shall see where that goes.
Once again, I know some of the argument against such a ban is that, well, just because they're illegal doesn't mean people won't get them.
Right,
but it's at least a deterrent, makes it a lot harder, and going into the future, fewer of them will be around.
Yes, 100% agree on that, Mr. Zomers. Also, I want to get to you. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I did want to mention it because we talked quite a bit about this yesterday on our show. But there is a great story in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today by Molly Beck and Jesse Opoyan. Voss moving this impeachment articles against the election chief, Megan Wolf, into committee in the wake of an ad pressure campaign. We played the ad for you yesterday, and let me just give you a couple of sentences. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is assigned to committee impeachment against the Wisconsin elections chief amid a six-figure ad campaign threatening her removal. A campaign launched days after Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, former Justice Gableman, suggested the group behind the ads that Voss should be recalled if he did not advance the articles. The impeachment articles against Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf were first circulated by a group of Republican members of the Assembly on September 21st. Voss said at the time he instead preferred using a legislative process that allows a committee to hire a new administrator. We played the ad for you yesterday. It's a despicable ad. It's filled with lies. And it goes after Megan Wolf, who, again, is simply the administrator. She does not have a vote on this commission. Overseeing Wisconsin elections, she has won multiple awards for her job as election commissioner or the administrator. And Republicans tried to fire her in the Senate. Then it came out in deposition that they admitted they really didn't have that power. A court ruled that they didn't have that power. Attorney General Josh Call is suing to keep her in the position, and Voss himself has said, no, I'm not so hot on impeachment. But now the MAGA party, the MAGAs who control what used to be the Republican Party, are pushing Voss, saying, we're going to take you out if you don't do this. And he folded like a cheap tent.
The modus operandi, yes, of the MAGA party is do it. If you get stopped, you're a martyr.
Yeah, pretty much.
And pretty also, much. You said it was a six-figure ad campaign?
Yes, according to Molly Beck and Jesse Opoyan.
If I paid six figures for that ad, I would demand my money back. The audio quality is awful. And a caller yesterday, when I was screening, said to me, I can't listen to that anymore. And I'm like, neither could I. It's terrible. Like, if they showed me the final ad there, yeah, I was like, what, did you record this in a toilet? Start over.
This coming from our chief producer. our senior producer, who knows production very well. Thank you very much. You're right. It's a terribly produced ad.
You can do mediocre and have it be fine, but it just, it sounds like it came out of a toilet.
It's bad. Anyway, we'll continue to follow this. And again, it's absurd. It's an atrocity. Megan Wolf has done nothing to rise to the level of impeachment. Courts have agreed to this. But again, it just shows you where the former Republican Party is at, the MAGA Party. They are controlled by the most extreme of extreme out there. Time now at 24 past the hour to go into a little edition of What's Worse? This or that.
The choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can
a little
get with
what's
that.
Worse for you on a Friday edition. Here we go. What's worse? Because we're getting daylight saving time, by the way, comes to an end this Saturday night. Remember to fall back. Turn your clocks back 1 hour when you go to bed on Saturday if yours doesn't do it automatically. So that means winter's coming. Winters are coming. So here's what's worse. The question today, what's worse? Winter or diarrhea? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What's worse, winter or a bad case of diarrhea?
I got to say, I did not expect that one.
That comes from our crack staff. Not you.
Our crack staff or our cracked staff?
Oh, yes, our cracked staff. What's worse, winter or diarrhea? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or maybe a case of diarrhea that lasts all winter.
Now that's the answer right there.
But I mean, if you eat something wrong, I mean, it can last, you know, it can go on. You got to take an Imodium AD. That's no fun.
You know, both can kill you.
They can, absolutely. But winter lasts, you know, winter generally lasts a lot longer. But it can be painful.
I do think it also depends if we're talking winter in Wisconsin, which I imagine we are,
right,
in Wisconsin. Yeah. Also, we got a text on the Civic Media app. Feel free to answer the question there as well. Jeff from Shorewood says winter is worse. Just winter, period.
Wow.
Speaks for itself.
Wow. Okay, that's good. I'm glad Jeff from Shorewood on WAUK appreciate that. He's saying that winter, worse than diarrhea. What's worse, winter or diarrhea? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789, or hit us up on the Civic Media app. You can text us, just push a button, download the Civic Media app to your Apple or Android device, and then push a button. You can text us there. I don't know. I think diarrhea is worse, really. Because, I mean, winter, you can bundle up. I mean, and really with climate change, the only benefit of climate change is that our winters have not been as cold. Snow, I'm fine with snow. In fact, I like a snowy winter. I don't like a brown winter. Speaking of diarrhea.
Oh, brown winter. That's something else.
You don't want a brown winter.
I'm dreaming of a brown Christmas.
I know. But at least with winter, you can bundle up. It's not sore when you sit down during winter. So what do you think? What's worse, winter or diarrhea? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What's worse, winter or diarrhea? You can also text us on the Civic Media app. This is interesting. I did not expect this gets delivered to me by Carrier Pigeon. I take it out of the little rolled up thing and I unroll it and I read it. That's all I do. I don't make these up. I just wait for them to arrive. So I'm not sure. Because again, winter, it's gotten more mild over the years.
Climate change.
Right. And again, I'm not for climate change. I'm just saying because of climate change, it's gotten more mild.
I would say I think that diarrhea is worse than winter for sure, which is not a sentence I ever thought I would say.
I know. It can depend on what you eat as well. Give us a call if you want. Weigh in during the commercial break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What's worse, winter or diarrhea? Back with the five funniest things about Airplane, the movie, on the other side, and your calls as well. The Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Outrage is growing over Israel's bombardment of Gaza. BBC's Yoland Nell reports from Jerusalem.
Israel's military says it's now effectively split Gaza into two halves and that its forces are surrounding Gaza City, the biggest city in the Strip and a stronghold of Hamas.
Secretary of State Blinken arrived for talks in Turkey today. Former President Trump is expected to testify at his civil fraud trial in New York today. CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
This high-stakes case could cost the former president control of some of his marquee properties, including the Trump Tower here in Manhattan.
Mr. Trump's former attorney, John Eastman, is defending a memo he wrote to former Vice President Pence, advising him to stop the 2020 election process. Eastman tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
The threat to shutting down speech of opposing political views means that the people are no longer in charge of the direction of their government.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is dismissing suggestions that a conservative advertising blitz persuaded him to move articles of impeachment forward against Megan Wolf. The group bought $100,000 of TV and newspaper ads in Milwaukee calling for Voss's ouster. Voss tells the Cap Times the group doesn't understand how the process works. Wisconsin Democrats are in campaign mode a year early. They're launching a statewide organizing effort in 115 communities this weekend. President Biden might not have long coattails in Wisconsin. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says that won't matter.
Voters are casting ballots because of the issues, because of their yearning for freedom, because they want to have the power to make their own decisions about their own bodies, because they want to live in a democracy.
Wickler points to Democrats' recent wins for statewide office and Jenna Protasiewicz's Supreme Court victory. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast today with a slight chance for scattered storms. High of 58, westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 36 tonight, cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire. including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Tonight.
Well, it's the 50th anniversary.
So. Yes. Well, let's clear up our, I was going to say clean up, but that doesn't quite sound right. I want to just finish up our question of the week here, our question of the day. What's worse from the home office, winter or diarrhea? What's worse, winter or diarrhea? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789.
We got a call in from Bill in Madison saying that winter is far worse because at least if you have diarrhea, it should only last a day or two.
It should. It should. I agree. I absolutely agree. Also on the text line from WAUK, a caller in Waukesha says, quote, you can still find a lot of fun things to do in the winter. I don't know anything fun about diarrhea, unquote.
I have to agree there.
I don't want to get into it. I really don't. But is it true? Mr. Zomers told me that there may be a story about passing out on the toilet. Is this true?
No, there's more than one story.
That's very extreme.
So for me, that is definitely worse.
That is definitely worse. Yeah. My vote's diarrhea. I could do something about winter. I can just put on another jacket or a pair of snow boots or whatever. All right. More what's worse next week. We appreciate all the people who called in and texted in and participated as well. Want to get to this great story. Our friends and partners at Cracked.com. This comes from Tim Grierson, great writer, great journalist here at Cracked. You can find him at Cracked.com. That's C-R-A-C-K-E-D, Cracked.com. Great article out yesterday called The 50 Funniest Moments of the Movie Airplane. He writes, I don't care how many times you've seen Airplane, arguably the greatest comedy ever made, in Tim's opinion. There are still jokes you probably missed. Likewise, you perhaps think you know everything about the making of the 1980 classic, but surely you can't be serious. Proves that, well, that may be endless. A book, this is great, a book-length oral history from writer-directors David Zucker, Jim Abrams, and Jerry Zucker. Surely, that's the name of the book, Surely, is a deep dive into everything Zazz, including their early days as childhood friends. David and Jerry are brothers, of course, and the launch of Kentucky Fried Theater, which paved the way for their first film in 1977, the Kentucky Fried Movie. But their masterpiece was the follow-up of a spoof of disaster movies, specifically flight in crisis films like Zero Hour, whose melodramatic dialogue they sometimes lifted verbatim. That was also riffed on everything from Jaws to Saturday Night Fever to Gerald Ford. The book details loads of excellent behind-the-scenes details about Airplane. David Letterman auditioned. Did you know that? I've seen the clip. Letterman auditioned for Airplane.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he did. It contains interviews from cast and crew, as well as testimonials and contemporary comics like Bill Hader, which elicits and what makes this 43-year-old comedy so timeless. It's a delight. So I don't know where I got it. It was the 50th anniversary. 43 years. My bad. 43 years old. Airplane, the movie, is. Feel free to call. Have you seen the movie? It's one of my all-time favorites, by the way. And there's a lot more in this article by Tim Grierson at Cracked.com. But call in if you've seen Airplane, the movie. What is your favorite scene or favorite memory from Airplane the movie. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. And you forget some of this stuff. At least I've spent years since I've seen the whole movie. But there's some really funny. Here's one we're not going to give you the clip for. They only made number 47 on the list, but it's one of my favorite ones. So in a flashback scene to Elaine and Ted's early love affair, we see them working with the Peace Corps in Africa, trying to, quote unquote, educate the locals about seemingly astounding first world advancements like Tupperware. Remember Mr. Zomers? Are you aware of Tupperware?
Of what?
See, this is the point. Tupperware. It was a brand name of Tupperware.
I know. Yeah, I've got Tupperware in my fridge.
All right, well, there you go. So the whole scene, according to Tim Grierson, the whole scene is a knock on the arrogance of Americans going into other cultures thinking they need our help. And so the line was, you know, Jeff Zuckerberg says, Tupperware was big back then. They had Tupperware parties and all that. Remember that? Tupperware parties?
Oh, yeah. I even saw some of those.
Yeah, so. My mom had them.
And also, my favorite movie scene revolving around Tupperware parties is from Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, right.
And they're talking about how indestructible it is. And then they just drive over it with the car and swear at it as it explodes.
So Zuckerberg says everybody knew Tupperware, not so much now. A funny thing, though, that they actually had to call the product Supperware in the movie, presumably so they wouldn't get sued. So they called it Supperware instead of Tupperware in the movie. Also, a favorite point number 46 was Ronald Reagan. According to crack.com, it says Airplane opened in the summer of 1980. A few months later, Ronald Reagan was elected president. And before then, he was governor of California, and before that, an actor. His movies were, you know, not considered masterpieces, which explains why one of Airplane's ill passengers, Shirley, declares, quote, I haven't felt this awful since we saw the Ronald Reagan film, unquote. Little did Zuckerberg know that the greater impact that Reagan would have on the world soon. Forgot about that line in the movie. What's your favorite movie from your moment from Airplane the movie? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Dick in Madison, what's your favorite moment from Airplane?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dick, what's your favorite moment from Airplane?
Well, first of all, the Tupperware, isn't that senator from... Oh, no, that's Tupperville.
Nicely done.
My favorite is when that kid comes up in the cockpit and he starts talking to Kareem and he goes, my dad says you loaf on defense and this and that and the other thing. Kareem just grabs him. Come out and he goes, listen, kid, if you had Lanier hanging on your back.
That is a great.
There's so many of them.
All right. And again, the Wisconsin connection, right? Zuckerberg, they grew up in Milwaukee and then Kareem, of course, played for the Bucks. And so that was just fantastic.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Great. Thank you. We appreciate you calling in, Dick. Thanks for sharing that. Really appreciate it. Have a great day. What's your favorite moment from Airplane? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. So we're going to just go skip ahead to the top five, and we're going to give you the clips from kind of the top five as we run them down here. So number five was get in crash position. Get in crash position. And if you're not familiar, we're going to play the clip here, and then we'll explain it. Here we go. This is number five, the top moment, according to crack.com, Tim Grierson from the movie Airplane. Go ahead, Mr. Zahn.
Sound your alarm bell now.
All right, now, everybody, get in crash position.
So, again, it doesn't quite work on radio without seeing it. But when you say crash positions, people get in all different poses on their head. You know, it's just hilarity.
It's more as if the plane had already crashed and their bodies were just around.
Exactly. Tim Grierson of Cracked writes, to this day, my dad will reference this joke whenever something about quote unquote crash positions comes up in a movie or on TV. It's a genius level dumb bit. And the Zucker Brothers team happened upon it as part of their prep work for the script. Said, quote, we'd watched old movies, particularly the flying movies, remembers Jerry Zucker. I'd say, wait, stop the tape. What if Sometimes it was a punchline. Sometimes it was a visual thing. Like, what if people are in positions as though they crashed, to Mr. Zahmer's point, and said, we did that a ton. So it was intentional, just to make it look like the crash had already happened. Get in crash position. That is number five. Number four, according to Tim Gerson of Crack.com, the number four top scene in Airplane the movie was the line, looks like I picked the wrong week two. And before we play this, I want to explain it. So seriously, McCroskey has a lot of vices, all of which he decided to quit this week, writes Tim Gerson and Cracked. The wrong week to stop smoking bit came directly from Zero Hour. We did that just as it was, explains David Zucker. And then we added drinking, and then we added amphetamines, then finally glue sniffing. In Kentucky Fried Theater, we learned to build a joke and not to do just the most outrageous one first. And that's what you see in Airplane. So again, this is a line that I've used in my real life before. I think a lot of people have. This is where it came from. Looks like I picked a wrong week to you. Go ahead, Mr. Zahmers.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
So again, in each of these scenes, you know, at different points of the movie, when something really bad happens or really stressful, the character just says, it looks like I picked the wrong week, too.
And he's looking more and more disheveled as it goes on.
Drinking amphetamines, glue sniffing. It's a great bit. We're talking about the top 50 scenes in Airplane the movie, according to Crack.com's Eric Gerson, who has Tim Gerson, who has been on the show before. We appreciate that. By the way, if you have a favorite scene from Airplane, give us a call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I'm surprised this didn't make number one, because I think it's probably the most iconic line from Airplane the movie.
I would say so, yeah.
So let's just play it, and then we'll describe it. Here it is, number three on the list.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
How are the passengers doing?
I won't deceive you, Mr. Stryker. We're running out of time.
Surely there must be something you can do.
I'm doing everything I can. And stop calling me Shirley.
Please don't call me Shirley. It's an absolutely great line. And Tim Gerson says, arguably, the most famous bit came from the Zero Hour, but crash landing. Yet despite how iconic the bit is now, the guys are pretty much modest about coming up with the dearthless, and please don't call me Shirley joke. Jerry Zucker said it was a setup in crash landing, and then we added that. So it was really fantastic. Let's go to the lines. Gary in Sussex. Gary, thanks for calling in. What is your favorite scene from Airplane the movie?
Hi, Todd. This is Gary again.
Yeah. What's your favorite scene from Airplane?
Well, when the doctor comes in and they explain to the people that we figured out where the sickness came from, and he says it was the guys that ate the fish. So anybody who eats the fish is going to get sick. So then the pilot, Jim Graves, I think his name is, he starts foaming from the mouth. You know, that's mine. He starts puking, and, you know, that was mine.
Every one of them, right? I mean, there's just scene after scene. And now a lot of this has been picked up in other comedy bits. So, yeah, it's fantastic. Really appreciate the call, Gary. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Sure.
Talking about favorite scenes in Airplane the movie. Number two, the drinking problem. Mr. Zahmers, we have time to play that? All right, here it is. Number two, the drinking problem.
It was at that moment that I first realized Elaine had doubts about our relationship. And that, as much as anything else, led to my drinking problem.
So in that clip, you hear the pouring. He's pouring a cup of Gatorade, and then he says he has a drinking problem and just splashes the cup all over his face.
The drinking problem is he can't drink. You know, it's more visual, but we still wanted to bring it to you. Apparently, that was in the script, says Jerry Zucker. So just as it was described. So I had a drinking problem. We'll come back with the number one scene in Airplane the movie. Also, Board Game of the Week with Mr. Zomers and what we're thankful for. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct will be in, taking you to the front lines of history, history being made every minute of every day. Matt Flynn will take you there. And great program on tap. And now, 2-hour expanded edition each and every day, Monday through Friday, 2 o'clock until 4. Matt Flynn Direct. Do not miss it. Going to want to make sure you stay tuned right after the news, after our show. Want to finish up on the 48th anniversary or the 43rd anniversary, whatever it is, of Airplane the movie here. According to Crack.com, Tim Grierson, who has been on the show before, and this is, again, it's more visual, but we're going to play it and then we'll explain it. Number one, reinflating the automatic pilot.
Don't panic. On the belt line of the automatic pilot, there is a hollow tube. Now, that is the manual inflation nozzle. Pull it out and blow on it.
So, again, it's a very visual joke, but the automatic pilot, the pilot is a blow-up doll. It looks like a pilot, all dressed like in a blue suit and a cap and everything like that.
With a friendly smile.
With a friendly smile. And so this thing is deflated, so the plane, and so the flight attendant is trying to fly this, and so the ground controller says, don't worry, you can reinflate the automatic pilot. It's on the nozzle to reinflate. It's on the belt. And so she goes in and she takes out the stem of the nozzle, and she goes down, got a little excited there, goes down and starts blowing up, inflating the automatic pilot. Well, when the other guy comes in into the cockpit, you can imagine what it looks like. She has her head down in the lap of the automatic pilot, blowing up the blow-up doll. So anyway, according to in the article here, it says Elaine needs to step up when Otto, the automatic pilot balloon, starts to lose air. Lucky for her, he has a manual inflation nozzle, and well, you know the rest. So it was perfect timing, according to Jim Abrams, says, no pun intended, after his buddies laugh at his double entendre, he adds a correction. The joke evolved. Wouldn't it be funny if the autopilot was a balloon? And then it kind of just went from there. So there you go. The top five things in the great article. Check it out at crack.com. Tim Grierson, the 50 funniest moments of Airplane, the movie.
One other one that Jeff Perry, frequent contributor and friend, has said is his favorite is this one, where you've got a bunch of people in the traffic control of the airplane, trying to figure out what's going on, but their names are unfortunate for this situation.
Clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard radio clearance, over.
That's Clarence, over.
Over.
Roger.
Huh? Roger.
They've got Roger, Clarence, Victor, Unger, and it's very confusing.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Appreciate that, Mr. Perry. Also, Jim from Appleton texting in on WGBW up in Green Bay. Jim at Appleton says, the little cutout of the stuff hitting the fan. That's my favorite one. We'll leave that one there. Also, WISS, a caller from Oshkosh Air Support. Chump don't want to help. Chump don't get no help. There you go. There's a line in there as well. So we appreciate all the phone calls, all the texts as well. Mr. Zomers, I mean, do we have time for a quick board game of the week? All right, here we go. Very quickly, board game of the week.
Gather around. It's time once again for the board game of the week. Here we are on November 3rd, the yeah. first Friday of the month. And today's board game of the week is Carcassonne. And you might say, Aaron, what's wrong with you? You Aaron, already did Carcassonne on January 26th, 2023.
Aaron, what's wrong with you?
what I'm talking about today is the expansions for the game Carcassonne. So Carcassonne is a game in which you play against each other, playing tiles to build out the French countryside and get points for making cities and things like that. It's very fun, very easy. And the only real requirement is that you need a big table or people who are willing and able to sit on the floor because the map can get pretty big.
Okay.
And one of my cousins has this game. Recently, I went over. He has all the expansions, and he decided to add one in with the dragon. And I thought it was a lot of fun. So basically, it adds volcano tiles where the dragon can come out and then stomp on people's cities and blow them up and things like that. But you also get a little fairy that you can put to protect your cities. So you can spend your turn moving the fairy instead of placing a tile. And it sounds goofy, but it's a lot of the Carcassonne expansions are simple things like that. Just add another little option of fun to make it more interesting when you've played your 20th game or whatever.
All right. Very good. So the expansion now.
Yes. And so just like regular old Carcassonne, 2 to 5 players. It adds a little bit of time to the game usually, brings it from around 30 to around 45 minutes. And each expansion is usually somewhere around $15.
All right, very good. So Carcassonne, your board game of the week. Reminds me back in college, I had a case of something. I believe the doctor gave me a shot of Carcassonne and it cleared it right up. So I guess... Anyway, it's been that kind of the last half hour in true airplane fashion there. Mr. Zomer, it's a couple of minutes left here. What are you thankful for? What's your attitude of gratitude for this week?
I am thankful that right now I am not in a country where we need to worry about being bombed or worry about whether or not we agree with what our government's doing in the military. It's and I'm grateful that friends of mine who are Jewish are safe. Yes. And That's the main thing that I've been thinking about a lot this week. What about yourself?
Agreed. Thankful to be an American where we're still relatively safe. And I think of all people out there, not just, I mean, certainly my Jewish friends, but all people, and hope that
absolutely
the truth can continue forward and that we can find a way forward to live together in peace and harmony. Also thankful for my friends, Kurt and Court, Florcy Kohler. It's Miss Florcy's birthday on Sunday. And once again, she turns 39. So we're looking for
once again.
Once again, she turns. It's funny how she just doesn't go past that number. But anyway, so happy birthday to Florcy Kohler. We're going to be doing a little celebrating this weekend. So looking forward to that. And Mr. Zomers, who lives like we do?
We do.
We do. Cheers, everybody out there. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Be thankful for the little things, our health, our friends, our family. Hang in there. We'll get through this together if we can continue to support one another. Don't go anywhere. Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct is next. He has a great show on tap. Thank you for all the calls. Thank you for all listeners. From Mr. Zomers, this is Todd Allball saying whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. We'll see you next week. Keep banging on your drum.
Keep banging on, banging on your drum. Your day will come. Keep
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East, where Israel Defense Forces says it's less than 48 hours away from entering Gaza City for face-to-face battle with Hamas.